Debbie Reed. I'm Executive Director of DRD Associates.
Let's jump in and start talking about the program launch today. Tell me a little bit about that and kind of this effort that has come together.
Today we're launching a program that will create the system service market better to benefit soil health and to provide the tools to farmers and ranchers to be able to improve soil health, a voluntary incentive-based market for farmers.
The need for this environmental services market program, how did that come about and what exactly does that mean?
The launch of this program started because we've been looking at existing voluntary and incentive-based programs to benefit farmers and to benefit society by providing environmental services that are important both on the farm and for society, like improved water quality and improved water quantity. And what we found is existing programs really don't benefit the farmers because we can't engage them. They're not farmer-facing and they're not farmer-based. So this program will be farmer-facing and farmer-based so that we can engage farmers across the country to improve soil health.
How will it exactly incentivize farmers?
The goal of the program is to measure improvements in soil carbon, water quality, and quantity on farms and ranches, and to monetize that, so put a value on this. We intend to put together a buyer's club of companies and others who are very interested in improving their corporate footprint and who will pay farmers to create these benefits for society by improving soil health.
Talk a little bit about the groups that have come together to form this coalition for this same reason.
Yes, so it's a variety of groups from across the agricultural sector and the agricultural supply chain. It was started by the Noble Research Institute, which works with farmers and ranchers in the Southern Plains area. It includes General Mills, some consultants, the National Association of Conservation Districts, and others with just an interest to really scale healthy soils across the country and provide these benefits to both farmers and ranchers.
And as far as implementing the program and the timeline, talk a little bit about what that looks like.
The program launched today, and what we're doing is we put out a request for proposals to develop a protocol, which will basically be the menu of options, if you will, for what farmers and ranchers have to do in order to sell credit. That protocol will be developed within 6 months, and then we'll pilot test it for a year on ranches that are working with the Noble Research Institute. And then within the next year and a half, we'll go nationwide, working with farmers in additional geographic regions of the country and with diverse production systems.
Talk a little bit about how that part of protocol will work.
Yes, so the protocol will actually create a menu for what are the activities that farmers will engage in and how we will actually measure the impacts. This will be a program that will measure the outcomes of improved soil carbon, improved water quality, and water conservation, which, again, creates benefits for society so that we can sell this to companies and others who are very interested in improving the footprint of corporations and companies, particularly within the agricultural supply chain. So the protocol is a way to create value and create credits, if you will, based on what farmers are doing.